In Afghanistan, although fighting has recently escalated in the southern Kandahar province, many dramatic changes have taken place in the 4.5 years since the overthrow of the Taliban. As the country opens up to the outside world and as Afghans in some parts of the country begin to feel more secure, they've begun to experiment with new investments and new forms of entertainment. NPR's Ivan Watson sent this postcard from Afghanistan on one development which is attracting crowds.
A larger crowd than usual gathered on the shores of the Syat River north of Kabul one recent Friday. They squatted on the riverbanks and perched on a busy bridge overlooking the water, all staring at the small motorboat which was weaving back and forth in the fast current. Abdul Zahur, one of the men on the bridge, sat dressed in robes and a turban, stroking his gray beard as he watched in disbelief.
Have you ever seen a boat here before?
I saw a boat when I was a kid, and since then I haven't seen a boat, a ship.
On the crowded riverbank below, scores of Afghans were lining up to pay the equivalent of 40 cents for a 5-minute ride in the rapids. When a foreigner got on board, someone joked that he should pay $50 for his trip. About a half dozen people sat in the simple fiberglass dinghy as it motored into the river. One Afghan looked worried at first and confessed that he did not know how to swim. But another bearded, balding man leapt to his feet and began clapping and yelling. Even a stern warning from the captain, who was trying to keep the small boat from capsizing, couldn't dampen 35-year-old Shawali Haksar's childlike enthusiasm.
It's great. I'm really happy to be in a ship inside the river. Pakistan, I was in a boat, but in my country, you know, I've never seen a boat.
This little boat is a big deal for a landlocked country that has been incredibly isolated by decades of war.
This is the very first ship of mine, or the very first ship in Afghanistan, and I brought it.
The owner is Babagul Mangal, who just imported the boat from neighboring Iran for about
$2,500.
I was jobless and I didn't have any business, so when I saw that the water is good and a lot of people come here on picnics, so I decided to buy a ship, and that could be a good business for me. And now I bought the ship and my business is very good now.
This was the first day Mangal's boat ride was open for business. But the boat's operator, Janagal Karimi, says it was not easy to convince people to give it a try.
Well, the first day that I brought it here, nobody dared to get in it because they didn't think that I would be able to drive it, you know, in the river.
But by the end of the day, nearly everybody in the crowd on the riverbank said they had gone for a ride.
And how was it?
These were clearly happy customers, but the happiest one of all was probably Shawali Haksar, the bearded man who nearly flipped the boat during his ride. He was seen later in the day driving back to Kabul, dancing and singing with his friends on the back of a pickup truck. Ivan Watson, NPR News.
Ivan Watson and other reporters have made many side trips while covering the conflict in Afghanistan to see the boat on the Syat River and browse through a collection of Afghan audio postcards. Go to npr.org.